You are now tuned in to Super Kids Audio Stories, the podcast starring real kids with customized stories about their adventures as a superhero. Written and narrated by A.L. Knox.
Previously on The Adventures of J.J. Wright. J.J. Wright is at a construction site working with other men and constructing a skyscraper. He takes a lunch break and then continues work. He assists the men around the site by doing random tasks, which display his superpowers, his super strength, agility, and etc. Upon doing so, the city's power goes out. The city experiences a major blackout. J.J. Wright heads towards the power company to see what is up. It is there he has a conversation with the president of the power company. The president shows surveillance footage of a teenage boy sucking all the electricity from the power grid. From these actions is the reason why the city is experiencing the blackout. J.J. Wright sets out to find the culprit. He goes around the city asking people have they seen a boy whose image is on a sheet of paper. After searching for over an hour, J.J. Wright sits on the sidewalk to recuperate. It is here that the electricity thief presents himself. And now to our scheduled programming. J.J. Wright hears a person laughing in the background. He looks around to see who it is. "Looking for somebody?" said the mysterious boy. J.J. Wright looks up to see the electricity thief is standing on top of a power line. Gracefully, the electricity thief jumps down and lands on the street safely.
It's you! You're the electricity thief," said J.J. Wright.
"Well, well, well. If it isn't J.J. Wright, Atlanta's most popular person and his superhero, shouldn't you be at home with your babysitter?" said the electric thief.
"Ha ha, very funny. Stop acting like you're so cool. You're not that much older than me. I would be at home chilling, but you decided to be a party pooper and steal the city's power, you electricity thief," said J.J. Wright.
"Huh. Even though I did steal this city's power, my name is not Electricity Thief. I go by the Volkster, okay?"
"Oh, that's a pretty cool name," said J.J. Wright.
"I know, right? I thought of it myself, but yeah. I took all the electricity. What are you going to do about it, hero?" said the Voltster. J.J. Wright pulls his mighty wrench from his toolbox and pivots it on his right shoulder. "I'm going to fix it."
The Voltster aims his palms towards J.J. Wright.
"Here, catch."
The Voltster fires a bolt of electricity at J.J. Wright. However, our hero dodges the assault. The Voltster fires more bolts of electricity at J.J. Wright. However, he uses his agility to dodge.
"You want electricity? You got electricity, you little snot-nosed brat," said the Voltster.
J.J. Wright swings off a street light and kicks the Voltster in the back. He quickly gets up and grabs himself.
"Ouch! You're such a freak!"
J.J. Wright pulls out his mighty wrench.
"This may hurt a little, but then again, crime doesn't pay."
J.J. Wright charges towards the Voltster. However, the Voltster fires a bolt of lightning, which travels through J.J. Wright's mighty wrench and gives him an electric shock. The Voltster fires another bolt of electricity, which knocks J.J. Wright on his back. The Voltster laughs. Did you not know that metal conducts electricity? I mean, that is so fifth grade. I'm gonna let you off easy this time, punk. Don't get in my way again. J.J. Wright stands up to see that the Voltster is gone. J.J. Wright dusts himself off and takes a breather. Uh-oh, he got away. Shortly thereafter, J.J. Wright's stomach growls. I wonder what Mom is cooking. J.J. Wright heads back home. It is pitch black inside because the power went out. Candles are lit inside. J.J. Wright sits on his mother's lap while she brushes his hair. He eats some fruit. J.J.'s mother commends him on his bravery. This makes J.J. smile. Shortly thereafter, J.J.'s father enters the home. They hug, and J.J.'s father asks how his day was. Well, you see, father, I was working at the construction site, and the power went off for the whole city. So then I decided to go to the power plant and see what's up. I had a conversation with the president of the power company. He seems like a nice guy. He even gave me some snacks while I was there. He showed me some camera footage of a guy who was responsible for the blackout, father, said J.J. Wright. The parents are flabbergasted as they find out it was a single guy responsible for the chaos. J.J. gives a description of the young man. He's a teenager, not too much older than I am. Black hair that is slicked back. I think he's Hispanic, but I'm not sure. He calls himself the Voltster. I saw him on camera stealing all the electricity and damaging machines by using some special cool-looking gloves. He can also shoot electricity from them. So I went searching for him, and I eventually found him. We had a fight, but he managed to get away. The parents asked, did he get hurt, as they worry about his safety. J.J. replies, I got shocked a few times, but I'm all right overall. I tried to stop him with my mighty wrench, but it didn't do too well against his electricity.
Thank you for listening to Super Kids Audio Stories. Tune in every week to listen for new adventures. Please visit our website at superkidspodcast.com. Email us at hello@superkidspodcast.com. This podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. We would appreciate it if you shared this with your family and friends. Thank you.